It's a mistake of jazz history that a talent of Big Boy Goody's stature and experience has remained largely undocumented and unknown until now. It's the goal of this series and associated web pages to tell the full arc of his story for the first time, a half-century journey spanning two-thirds of jazz history, three continents, and four musical lives. I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Here's Goody with trombone player Bob Mielke and piano player Bill Erickson around 1961. After 3 decades in Europe, Goody moved to San Francisco in 1956, where he became known exclusively as a clarinet player. Following his usual pattern, Frank sought work with successful bandleaders, but found the high-profile Dixieland clarinet-playing jobs in the city taken. Instead, he worked extensively in groups of mostly younger musicians who were playing in styles ranging from New Orleans revival to combo swing. And as we listen to the first of these rare recordings, Goody with Mielke and Bill Erickson at the Monkey Inn, we'll also hear from musicians who came to know him quite well. Trombonists Bob Mielke and Bill Barden, and soprano sax player, broadcaster and writer Richard Hadlock. Bob Mielke.
When I first met him, I knocked on his door, and he stood on a doorstep that was about 6 inches high. And I looked up, you know, and he looked down at me, and he says, "Big, huh?" So it wasn't a put-down to call him Big Boy Goody.
Bill Barden.
A player who definitely had it, who would never let anyone down. He played only clarinet, although in discographies he's particularly well known for playing the tenor sax in Paris.
He was a marvelous clarinetist. He was born in New Orleans, I believe, or at least in Louisiana, but spent most of his professional life in Paris and Germany, and spoke with a Parisian accent.
Richard Hadlock.
On the job or even in jam sessions, other musicians learned to listen to Goody's quiet suggestions. They were based on a long lifetime of playing music from New Orleans to Paris, from Rio de Janeiro to Prague.
And he spoke with a French accent. I don't know if he had this French accent from his New Orleans days or from living in France for so long, but he definitely had it.
In the New Orleans tradition, he tried to make every phrase and every note count. He had done just the same in Europe, where he recorded with Django Reinhardt, and in South America, where he learned to play the real samba.
Goody seems to have had a quite distinct growl to his clarinet playing.
I wouldn't say that Goody had a growl in his tone quality, but he did have a very personal and rather strong vibrato. It's quite distinctive. Very much a personalized voice, which is quite characteristic of real New Orleans clarinet players. ¶¶